This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. After Justice Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation and swearing in as Supreme Court Justice over the weekend, observers are noting a shift in enthusiasm over the coming elections November 6. Voters motivated by issues like the right to life have been challenged by the treatment of Judge Brett Kavanaugh and are now seen as more motivated to vote in midterm elections. What remains to be seen is if this enthusiasm reflects something substantive enough to carry 4 weeks to Election Day. Hours before the final vote, Planned Parenthood tacitly admitted that opposition to this Supreme Court confirmation was rooted in abortion industry embrace of abortion rights. Justice Kavanaugh holds that courts uphold rights in the Constitution, but do not create unenumerated rights, like the supposed right to abortion. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Physicians and medical researchers are pushing back against thinking that enables physician-assisted dying. They say that proponents of this kind of suicide rely on intellectual concoctions that say there is a difference between suicide and suicide with a doctor helping. Countering that thinking, researchers say that the psychological problems that still criminalize physician killing of psychologically distressed patients also exist in patients dying from terminal illness. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.